You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen and I both had eye appointments yesterday. It's our checkups for the first time in probably a few years. And no change for me. My eyes really haven't changed, so...
That's good.
I don't have to pay for new glasses.
Do they do the puff of air at your place? They still do it at mine.
No, nope. I asked about that.
Why are they still doing that?
Yeah, and they told me. They said, no. They said, you don't need to do that anymore. There's other ways of measuring this.
What is
so
going
on? So your optometrist, Jeremy, is lazy.
They're
That's
dated.
The
They're
problem.
Dated, man.
They did ask. They go, would you care to be dilated? I go, no.
Pardon me?
Yeah, because they'll dilate your pupils or whatever.
Oh, your pupils. Okay.
I don't want that.
No. They don't have to do that anymore either. They've got that machine. My doctor does have that where you smash your face up against it and it goes, and it takes a picture of everything.
Yeah, they got all sorts of new gadgets and gear that's really interesting.
Cool.
So
pretty cool.
Anyway, bottom line, I got out of there for $10, Gretchen for $200.
Oh!
So she hasn't had new glasses, I guess, in 10 years or something, so...
Yeah.
All right. So $200 every 10 years.
I yeah, you're fine. That's
what was your bad. Dentist appointment?
Yeah,
problem?
I had a dentist appointment yesterday, and I got something dumb. I got a sweet new toothbrush. It's this green, twisty looking one, and it glows in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still cavity free. The hygienist said I have a beautiful mouth.
Oh, that's
a beautiful mouth.
It's because of all your thick saliva.
Yeah, we had to talk about my thick saliva because that's where most of the buildup it was like in your back upper molars. She said that's where some of your glands are for your spit. Mm-hmm. And she said, just get back there just a little bit more. But my God, you've got the most beautiful mouth.
That's wonderful.
And then she leaned over and kissed me.
Oh, that's
I actually used that joke last night at the dinner table because we were all sitting there, you know, talking about her day.
And your kids
And the kids
you.
Were like, wait, how was the dentist? I was like, it was great. Or, you know, I gave them the whole spiel I just gave you. And I go, then she leaned over and kissed me. And they both looked at Nicole. And Reed goes, Mom wouldn't like that. I was like, no, she wouldn't.
Would she care at this
so
point,
cute.
Though, after all these
oh,
years?
Oh, yes, she would care. She would
I just
totally
wonder
care.
If all after all of these years, she probably wouldn't care as much as you think she would care. I'm not saying she would root for it. I'm saying she wouldn't care as much as you think she would care.
Oh, yes, she would. Absolutely. 100%.
I don't think so.
And then she kissed me. So what's this fake celebrity that you met or somebody
so,
met?
Zoe came home from work. That's my stepdaughter. She's 19. She works in a doctor's office. And I guess one of the new patients that has come in is the ex-wife of a major celebrity. Hmm. Household name, somebody that everybody on the planet knows. And the ex-wife is now a patient. And it was funny because Zoe immediately, you know, even though she's 19, she knows who this celebrity is and said it was just for her. It's her first time to meet. And by the way, the ex-wife has her own following of sorts. She has like a million plus people on Instagram that follow her.
Okay.
So it's not like she's a complete. She's not like a nobody like us. You know, she's got a following.
Okay.
Because I guess she was a model or something before she married.
Model. But
anyway, it was just interesting to say for her to talk about what it's like your first time ever to speak with a sort of celebrity.
Hmm.
And I thought, you know, that I've watched it happen so many times because through the years at the radio station, we've had listeners. Like back in the day, we used to take listeners backstage to meet, you know, performers all the time. And it was always fun to watch the first encounter ever with a person, the first time they meet a celebrity and how
fumbly.
They behave. Yeah, and it's charming in a way. And I kind of wish I'd been there to see how Zoe reacted and how she treated, you know, this ex-wife.
Right.
Because it's, and I think our listeners who have met celebrities know what I'm talking about. That you look back on it later and you're like, oh, I was such a tool.
Yeah, I can't believe I said that, or I should have said that. Or,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to tell the story of my favorite example of all time was at the old McNichols Arena, which was the arena in Denver before the Pepsi Center.
Google it.
Google it, kids. And we took listeners backstage to meet Billy Joel. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you need to know something about... I got to Google it right now. I need to look up how tall Billy Joel is.
Oh, he's not tall at all.
No, I know. That's
he's
my,
got
the
like
point
wood
my,
strapped to his shoes so he can hit the piano pedals, right?
Story, my point of my story is that he's not
tiny.
A tall man. He's 5'5". Okay. So Billy Joel comes walking into the room. And he's going down the line and he's meeting the listeners. And there are two just to my left who are nervous as hell. And when Billy Joel gets to them and shakes their hand, one of them, a guy, blurts out, "You're taller than I expected." And Billy Joel is 5'5". Okay. And he paused for just a second, and I think he looked at the guy to see if he was kidding, and then he kind of, and he was very delightful and charming. He said something, you know, that put the guy at ease, and everyone laughed, blah, 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 because the guy wasn't trying to tell a joke. He was just nervous.
Just
he didn't know what to
say. He seized up.
He didn't know what to say, so he told a 5'5" Billy Joel, "You're taller than I thought."
Billy's like, really?
And so I turned to somebody else from the radio station next to me on the other side. And I go, this shows you how nervous people are.
That's right, man.
When they meet celebrities.
Absolutely.
Do you remember who the first one was you ever met? This should be a topic on our show.
I don't think I've met too many. I mean, we met Jewel when she was here. I hung out with the new kids on the block. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, I'm different when it comes to all that. And I'm like,
Yeah, but you got to admit, for the average person, I mean, they get all these butterflies.
Sure. You can see it, like when we bring artists to town, or when we did, you know, pre-COVID, and there was meet and greets, and you go onto the Mix Facebook page where they post all the pictures of all the listeners. Their eyes are like massive. They're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm wondering if it could be a segment on our show at some point. Who was, you know, your first celebrity that you've ever met, and if there's any funny stories behind it? Like, did you start crying?
Would you say
did
something
you wet
stupid?
Yourself?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's all I got. Those are your odds and ends for today.